we're gonna be late.
Let's take a cab.
Don't be ridiculous. It's 3 blocks.
3 blocks? My feet are gonna strangle me in my sleep for revenge.
Why are you wearing such dumb shoes?
Oh, they make my legs look good.
Your legs are good.
Well, they go with my dress.
They also cause lower back pain, ankle injuries, cramp your toes, and make it impossible for you to walk 3 blocks without whining.
I think they're pretty.
Yeah, the Chinese thought the deformed feet were pretty, too.
High heels are sexy.
I wonder whoever designed shoes that were nothing more than an instrument of torture and enslavement.
A foot doctor?
2 more blocks.
Oh, I'm right behind you.
Okay, Evelyn, I got it. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey. Just a minute. I gotta write this down. Okay, where do you want to have lunch today?
Anywhere's fine.
Okay, what about Chinese?
Well, we had that last night.
Oh, how about Mexican?
We had that on Saturday.
Right. How about French?
Allie's making it for dinner.
How about burger and fries?
I thought you'd never ask.
Here are those invoices. Oh. Well, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend?
Mr. Sloan, you know my daughter, Emma.
Oh, that's not Emma. Emma's a little girl. This is a grown woman.
Hi.
Oh, now don't kid me, Kate. I'll bet this is the girl they sent over for the computer trainee job. What are you, an unemployed actress, huh? A model?
Mr. Sloan.
Hey, is this really your daughter?
In the blushing flesh.
Oh, well, I'm disappointed. Yeah, I was hoping you were here for the job. You know you could still do it? It's only afternoons. You could do it after school.
Well, I have homework.
You'll look us up after you graduate, huh? She's a beauty.
Thanks.
Mom, what color am I?
Sort of a neon pink.
I was so embarrassed.
Oh, Mr. Sloan is one of those guys who feels he has to talk that way to any girl under 16 or woman over 60. It's called charm.
You know what I call it?
Watch your language, kiddo.
It was so embarrassing. He kept pretending he thought I was an actress or a model or something.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Mom. I was just telling Jenny about Mr. Sloan.
Oh!
Kate, can I handcuff you?
Why? What did I do?
He traded his friend for those dumb things.
Okay, officer. I'll go quietly.
Anyway, he offered me a part-time job at Mom's office learning how to work the computer.
Come with me to the station.
As long as the station's near the refrigerator, I'm thirsty.
Is it real? I don't know.
I think he was just kidding, sweetheart. Oh, you're home and in bondage already. Chip had me arrested.
I know. I was handcuffed to the stove all morning, but of course that's nothing new around here.
Mom, Emma got offered a job at Kate's office.
Really?
Emma, could I talk to you for a minute? Could you release me, Chip? Thanks.
Jenny, you're under arrest.
Go play in traffic, runt.
Jenny, no name calling.
Go play in traffic, Chip.
Much better.
Emma, sweetheart, could you do me a little favor?
What?
Well, I'd appreciate if you wouldn't mention the job at my office in front of Allie, okay?
Why not?
Well, it's just that she's looking for a part-time job, and I just prefer that it wouldn't be that one.
Why?
Honey, Allie is my best friend in the whole wide world, but I think it's a good thing for us to have a certain amount of time apart every day so we don't get on each other's nerves, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
You know, I mean, I see her every morning and every weekend, as well as every vacation, every holiday, every everything.
Yeah, I understand, Mom. Too much of a good thing, huh?
Exactly. You know, maybe Mr. Sloan was right about you.
I'm going to take the first bite. It's a new recipe. They're made with carob without chocolate. And without taste. Chip?
Yes?
When did you do this?
I'm sorry, I'm practicing, because tomorrow I'm going to handcuff myself to my desk so I don't have to take jam.
Tomorrow, you are going to leave your handcuffs at home.
Mom!
Chip, don't be a pest.
That's like asking a fish not to get wet.
That's enough, Jenny.
What do I do?
You don't have to take every opportunity to insult your brother. Leave that up to me. Kate, Jenny told me that there's a part-time job opening up at your office.
Is there?
The one that Sloan offered Emma.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was just kidding around.
Well, is there a job?
I think so. I think it's technical. Highly technical. I need ketchup.
For brownies?
I need milk. I need milk.
Learning how to work the computer.
Really? All you would be doing is sitting there in front of that computer terminal hour after hour. I mean, it's not enough to keep a mind alive.
Well, what are the hours?
Oh, very rigid. You know, Sloan.
Well, what are they?
Oh, they're like 2 to 5.
You know, my last class finishes at 1:30, and I wouldn't have to be home to fix dinner until 5:30.
Well, that settles it. You'd never make it back in time. You know how often Mr. Sloan makes everybody work late.
You never work late.
That's because I work late early in the day.
Emma, how's school?
I have to write a composition.
Oh. How much does it pay?
Oh, Mally, you know that they don't pay children to write compositions.
No, I meant the job.
Oh. Oh, next to nothing. So what's your composition about?
Courage. Don't you want me to apply for this job?
What job?
The job at your office.
Oh, wow. That is a great idea. Why don't you apply for it?
That's what I just said.
Great.
So glad Jenny mentioned it.
Yeah, oh, hey, Jenny, thanks a lot.
Kate?
Yeah?
He offered me the job.
Oh, hey, great. So,
when do you start?
Tomorrow, but I'm too excited. Show me now.
Well, Al, I really have to file all these things here.
Oh, please, Kate, please, please, please.
All right. As the new girl in town, you will have a lot of other duties besides just sitting at the computer.
What are they?
Well, you have to make sure that the coffee pot is always filled.
What kind of coffee does everybody like?
Regular office coffee. You know, the kind that takes the film off your teeth and leaves a knot in your stomach.
Not anymore. I will bring in chicory for mildness, cinnamon for flavor.
Would you like to see your computer now?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, fellow prisoner, here is your computer manual. Memorize it.
Really?
No, that's just a figure of speech. Here, in a nutshell, is what you've gotten yourself into. You see the basket marked in?
Roger.
All right. Well, all the reservation slips are put in this basket. You will, quick like a bunny, take out a reservation slip, enter into the computer the airline and airport code, the name of the ticket holder, and the time of arrival and or departure. Got it?
No.
You will. Now, just read that manual, and if you have any questions, call me. I'll be at my desk.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Try to get a hold of yourself. Try not to look like you're having too much fun. We have a union, you know.
Kate. Kate, look at this. 7 of our clients have no reservations for their flight. There's one at LAX, 2 at O'Hare, and a family of 4 stranded at Kennedy.
Oh, wait a minute. I made that reservation myself.
You may have made it, but the airlines deny they received it.
Oh, gee, let me check on this. Hold on a second. Allie, come here. Could you bring me the printout sheet for the week?
One client missed his flight because he was booked on United out of Dutchess County.
But United doesn't fly out of Dutchess County.
Here you go, Kate. Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Sloan.
Here, let me look at these. Oh, no, these airport codes are all wrong. That's not LAX, it's O'Hare.
No, that can't be. I always check the code list before I make an entry.
Look, Allie, why don't you get me the airport list, okay? Don't worry, Mr. Sloan, we'll get this whole thing straightened out.
Yeah, well, we'd better. For my years in this business,
That's not the airport list, that's the airline list.
I did something wrong.
Well, kind of, but I think maybe I can straighten it out. Let me try.
What do you mean, kind of? You can straighten it out? We've got clients stranded all over the world.
Oh, I did something wrong, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Of all the addle-brained nincompoops.
It was an honest mistake, Mr. Sloan. Anybody could have done it. You don't have to call her names.
Do you call those names? Wish you could hear what I'd really want to call her. Of all the stupid, moronic,
Mr. Sloan,
idiotic,
you're talking about a friend of mine. Hold it, Mr.
Useless
Sloan.
Useless excuses for a woman.
Mr. Sloan, I'm not going to stand here and let you abuse my friend. It was an honest mistake, and if you weren't so cheap, you would have paid for someone with experience and not tried to slide by with a trainee who doesn't know what she's doing. Moreover, I think you owe my friend an apology.
An apology? I owe your friend a kick in the rumble seat.
How dare you?
And I want her out of here.
Just one minute, Mr. Sloan. If she goes, I go.
Now, Kate, let's not be hasty.
I just can't work for a man that insults my best friend.
Well, all right, maybe I was a little harsh, but, I mean, consider what she did.
It was an honest mistake. It could have happened to anyone.
All right. I'm sorry I called you those names.
Been called those names before. Never in such rapid progression, but that's all. Kate, you don't have to quit over me. I don't want to be responsible for stranding everybody else and you.
No, I just wouldn't be comfortable here.
No, Kate, you stay. I'll go.
Well, okay.
Oh, excellent. I want you to know you've got a friend in a million in Kate. I mean, she not only went to bat for you, but she was willing to throw in the towel.
Despite the mixed metaphor, I agree with you. No one ever had a better friend than Kate.
Aw, oh, shucks, folks.
For she's a jolly good fellow that nobody can deny.
Speech, speech.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, you guys, but I really didn't do that much.
Will you listen to this woman? She told her boss off and threatened to quit over me.
What'd you say, Mom?
Something like, I will not stand by and let you abuse my friend. It was an honest mistake, and if you weren't so cheap, you would have paid for someone with experience and not tried to slide by with a trainee who doesn't know what she's doing. Moreover, if she goes, I go.
Something exactly like that.
You're a hero.
Ah, that's just something that one friend does for another friend.
But it took great courage nonetheless.
Hey, that's what I can write my composition about. The courage my mother showed in quitting her job for a friend. What exactly did you say, Mom?
I will not stand by and let you abuse my friend. It was an honest mistake. And if you weren't so cheap, you would have paid for someone with experience and not tried to slide by with a trainee who doesn't know what she's doing. Moreover, if she goes, I go.
All right.
It was then that my mother rose up and showed great courage. In a voice that rang through the office halls, she said, I will not stand by and let you abuse my friend. It was an honest mistake, and if you weren't so cheap, you would have paid for someone with experience and not tried to slide by with a trainee who doesn't know what she's doing. Moreover, if she goes, I go.
I like it.
Kate Sloan's always been impossible.
Hi, Ellie.
Oh, hi. I just came to pick up my coffee ingredients.
Oh, gee, I could have brought them home for you.
Yeah, I know. I gave that some thought. But that would have meant that I was too embarrassed to show my face here. And, of course, I'm not.
Of course not. It was an honest mistake. Why would you be embarrassed?
Allie, listen, I've been fired from more than one job than I care to remember. I know how you feel. But, listen, you have nothing to be embarrassed about.
Nothing at all.
I am absolutely not embarrassed.
Why would you be?
I'm not.
Kate told me the whole thing. I only hope when I make a mistake and cause that kind of chaos that I have someone to stand up for me the way Kate stood up for you.
Well, there may have been a little confusion, but it wasn't chaos. Did Kate say chaos?
Oh, no, I didn't say chaos.
Well, the whole office agrees that Sloan was wrong and Kate was right.
The whole office?
Yeah.
Casablanca's on in 10 minutes. What do you say? You make us a sandwich and we watch it.
That's your idea of a date?
Of all the gin middles in this town, she had to choose mine. He's looking at you, kid.
You want corned beef, turkey, or roast beef?
Yes.
It's just a good thing I never got over my crush on Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, hi, Ted.
Oh, hi, Al.
Where are you two going tonight?
Oh, Casablanca.
Boy, you really know how to treat a girl.
Mm.
On TV, I'm making deli.
Oh, well, you really know how to treat a guy.
How's the job, Al?
Oh, didn't Kate tell you I no longer work for Sloan Travel?
Oh, that was fast.
Well, Mr. Sloan and I had a little falling out.
A little falling out? I have never heard anyone be so mean in my life or so rude, but I gave him a little piece of my mind, I must say.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Well, I'm paraphrasing.
Try to remember, Kate.
I am not gonna stand by and let you abuse my friend. It was an honest mistake, and if you weren't so cheap, you would have paid for someone with experience and not tried to slide by with a
trainee who doesn't know what she's doing. Moreover, if she goes, I go. Something like that.
Nothing like that.
Those were your exact words. I was there.
Yeah, but I didn't say them like that.
Not the first 100 times.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means that I'm the dummy that doesn't know what she's doing, and I would appreciate it if you didn't tell it to every person you meet on the street.
I haven't.
You have too. On my way home from school today, I stopped by the pharmacy to pick up that prescription, and the pharmacist gave me an instant replay.
Well, that's gratitude for you.
And that's blowing your own horn for you.
Ted? We're going out.
Oh, don't bother. I'll go to my room.
This is better than Casablanca.
Tommy doesn't ask me out tomorrow. I think I'm gonna ask him myself.
I would too, I guess.
I'm kind of nervous. I've never done anything
to worry about. I'm not supposed to tell you this, but he said he has something to tell you.
Really?
Oh, God, I can't. I can't stand it anymore. 2 days and not one word to each other.
They're acting worse than me.
Hate to agree with you, but you're right.
If only they just talk to each other.
The only way they're gonna talk to each other is if they get stuck in an elevator or something.
Wait a minute. We could do that.
Great. Where are we gonna get an elevator? We don't need an elevator. We've got Chip, the secret handcuffer.
How's he gonna get them on?
Are you kidding? This morning, while I was brushing my teeth, he handcuffed me to the sink, and I didn't even realize it.
Can you handle it, Chip?
No problem. Where do you want them?
Let's see. How about over here to this?
No problem.
Wait, Mom.
I'll do the talking, you do the cuffing, and you just smile and nod.
Cover me.
What is it?
We have to talk to you.
About what?
What? I'll come back later.
No, we have to talk to you both together.
Jenny.
It's about how silly you've been acting, just like children. We want you to stand here and talk it out.
I appreciate what you're doing, but we're working this out.
Chip! What's going on here? It wasn't only Chip. We all decided that you two would make up if you just stayed in the same room for a while.
So we made sure that you did.
Emma, take these things off of me.
Sorry, Mom.
If you guys don't take these handcuffs off right now, there'll be no allowance for as long as you live.
Chip?
Grab him. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
Bye.
Do you think they'll ever find us? Two desperate old women in need of food and a hairdresser?
See where all this superiority of yours got us?
My superiority? If you weren't so defensive, you did screw up royally, you know, and I did have
to... Yeah. You leapt to my defense, and if I hear it one more time, I'm gonna be chained to a dead body.
Do you think that we could find a way to get out of this and argue about it later?
Let's try rolling this thing over, and I'll see if I can get a screwdriver out of the toolbox.
Okay. Can you get it?
No. Let's try a knife.
All right. Oh, look over there on the dish tray. Okay, give me a little. What about this? You think this will work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Here, let me try it.
You don't know how to do everything, you know.
I have a better angle.
Better angle, better job, better personality.
Better in a crisis.
Here you go, genius.
Hey, these handcuffs are real.
No kidding, Dick Tracy.
What we've got to do is figure out a way to get out from behind this counter. Here, help me move all this stuff and I'll crawl through.
I'll crawl through.
Why?
Because if you crawl through, I will never hear the end of it. You'll take out a full-page ad in the Times.
My, we have a big chip on our shoulder, don't we?
You've been boasting at my expense for days. I can just hear it now.
Allie and I were stuck and handcuffed to the counter, and I crawled through, and I got us free, and I...
I'm stuck.
What do you mean, stuck?
I'm stuck! I don't know a shorter word for it! I'm stuck!
Where?
Never mind where, and shut up!
If you would let me crawl through,
I probably wouldn't. Sure, sure. Another fine mess you've gotten me into. Well, now I am in trouble and I need you to save me.
Okay, I'll call Ted. He has a metal cutter.
No, no, don't call Ted. I would rather rot than have him see me.
All right, don't panic. Just don't panic.
I am not panicking. I'm hollering. That's always the way it's been. I'm the one that panics. You're the calm one. I'm the loser. You're the saver.
You want me to get you out of here or not?
Not. I'm sick of being saved by you. You saved me from Charles. You saved me from Connecticut. You saved me from Sloan.
That's what best friends are for.
Oh, don't you see how humiliating it is for me to always be the weak one and you to always be the strong one?
Well, I never really thought about
it. Don't you see how embarrassing it is to constantly be told you have nothing to be embarrassed about?
You're in a bad position, Allie. Would you like to rest your head?
Yeah. How am I going to get out of this?
Well, I could...
Don't say it.
Okay, okay.
Say it.
No, you're right. That would mean that I would be the strong one again, and I'm not going to do that to you anymore. Now that I know how it humiliates you. I'm sorry, Allie. Forgive me?
Yeah.
Are you happy now, Allie?
Marginally. There's one thing you could do for me, though.
Anything.
Scratch my back.
Okay. Put your head sideways.
Oh. Oh.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.